Okay, fun seekers. It's time to discuss how to submit assignments. Please submit your assignments via Canvas. Don't send them to me. Look for the assignments menu selection. If you email them to fbaiano@southwesterncommunitycollege.com, we get literally dozens of email messages every day, and it's just so easy to lose assignments from students. So please use my my college website, fbaiano@swcc.edu, for general communications. Of course, you can go into Canvas and use the Canvas inbox and get to me. Don't submit assignments. I don't know about you, but I'm literally drowning. I'm literally drowning in email. So I just spend a lot of my time just deleting, trying to read, sometimes actually doing, sometimes reading it, usually not, because it's just so much information. So I'm drowning. So please send them via Canvas to me. Now, what format should you use? Please don't use Microsoft Word. I'm sorry, Word or Excel or Apple Pages, Apple Sheets. Send all your documents as PDF files. Why? PDF files can't have viruses. PDF files always look the same no matter which computer or printer you're using. They can be read on any machine. Whereas Microsoft and Apple, well, first of all, I don't even have an Apple, so I can't read those things. So please create PDF files. Well, how do you do that? It's actually very simple. All current word processing spreadsheet programs allow you to create PDF files directly. It's something like file, save as PDF, or publish as PDF, or Google Docs. It's file, download PDF. Google Docs, free. You get 15 gigabytes of free storage. All you need is a Google account, a Gmail account. And it's very easy, very cheap, very mobile, and very cool. Now, what if you want to handwrite your assignments? Okay. Do you have a scanner? You can scan your handwritten assignments into the scanners, and the scanners now allow you to create PDF. Some want you to create a graphic file. I'd prefer a PDF file. It makes it easy for me to manipulate and comment. Canvas is very cool when it comes to allowing us to annotate PDF files. Most computer labs at Southwestern have them. And if push comes to shove and you don't have a scanner, you could take a picture with your phone and send the resulting graphic file. Now, make sure your handwritten material is readable because sometimes you'll get something, oh, this person's starting to be a doctor, obviously. And usually, not always, you can change that PDF, I mean that graphic file into a PDF file. But if you can't, that's all right. No big deal. I'll be able to deal with it. So, to summarize, submit your assignments on Canvas via PDF or graphic files, PDF preferred. Don't submit Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Apple Pages, Apple Numbers, just don't do it. Because first of all, I can't read Apple Pages, and Microsoft Word, I absolutely hate. But some people will do it anyway. Please only submit PDF files. You can also send graphic files, rather not. If you want to handwrite your assignments, fine. Make sure they're legible. Scan them, create PDF files, or take a picture of them, send them as graphic files. And if all else fails, you can send your assignments to me via U.S. mail. Contact me for my address. Or we can meet at the college if you need help, right? Online, I can help you. We have online office hours. So remember, don't submit Microsoft Word, Excel files, Apple Pages files. Use PDF. Please don't send your assignments to my college email account. Southwestern Community College. Use that email for general questions and concerns. Submit your assignments via Canvas. Thank you very much for your careful attention to this important matter. Now, you want to guess how many students will Yeah. Okay. You can do it, folks. You can create PDF files. Won't you be so proud of yourself when you do that? I will be very, very proud of you and very thankful.